Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening in the world. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and this is The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming our divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me in all my events. Today's a pre-recorded show. I want to talk about the energy of 2010, the energy of 2011, and I do want to first talk about some events that we have coming up. The first thing that's going to help everybody is a class that's going to start January 9th, and that is the Continuous Evolving You / Universe. Anyone that has any kind of degree that in massage therapy or teacher's degree either, even you have to get continuous units of education to make sure that you're updated on what's current. And I think that in some ways I wish we all had to do that in the way of having to be updating ourselves, recognize ourselves as continuously evolving people. And so we want to keep updated on the information because we're getting information all the time. So this class is for 3 months. And it meets once a month, and every time between the months, we have some homework to do. We have class interaction, a lot of fun in between. So we meet on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is in person or on the telephone. And the first class is Sunday, January 9th. And then we have Sunday, February 6th, and Sunday, March 6th. And if you're not available to make it, you can join earlier. You could ask questions earlier, and I could read your energy because this is what we're going to do to the class. First, we start with I give you the energy shifts that are happening, and the shifts that are coming up for this coming up year are going to be happening so fast. It's like I keep on watching. Imagine one of the snow globes, and you keep on shaking it, and then you put it down, and it looks different. And that's where the energy shifts are happening, or the love washes are coming down increasingly quicker and quicker. And what does that mean to us? It means that we're having more energy to reach our infinite potential and possibilities. We are told in many people, many masters in all different walks of life, that we are eternal, immortal pieces of God's source creator. That is the truth of who and what we are. Then we take this amnesia pill to forget who we are, and so we're in this grand awakening period, and the energy has really been increasing since the year 2000, let's just say, a real increase of the divine feminine energy, a rebalancing, a coming back to balance. It's welcoming in the Holy Trinity. It's of the mother, father, child. And so this class, we're going to talk about, again, how these updates are affecting you. Then I'm going to read your energy field if you want me to. If you don't, then I won't read it. I respect that. And then we open up discussion, and we talk about the experiences that we're all having. Everyone learns from everybody else. And then we're going to get into unlocking and decoding your unique keys. We, as a piece of God Source Creator, each and every single one of us, have our own unique keys, own unique signature, own unique, you can think of it as a note. And you can see as creator, as one big piece of music symbolically, and that we are all our own notes. Every single note is important. There's no note that's better than any other note. It's just like a masterpiece. You wouldn't pick out one note or one word and say that one's better or shinier. And as we recognize that, we can embrace that, and then we start embracing our eternal, immortal self. And then all of a sudden, our life absolutely changes. It cannot not, because we start breaking through that veil. The veil has even been identified that it affects the mental, emotional body, and so it weaves through our mental, emotional body, and it keeps us behind the veil. And when we're behind the veil, we forget who we are. We're the ones that we've been waiting for. We're the ones, the angels that we're waiting for, the guides that we're waiting for. This break in our evolutionary process, it's us that we've been encoding. There's a real subconscious pattern that we know that there's a major shift that's going on right now, and the more we start looking within ourselves, the more we start holding a totally different signature. So that's that class, and you'll receive tools, exercises. You get an MP3 of the class, and so that's the CEU starting January 9th. We also have the Keys to Multidimensional Living. You could get that MP3 and booklet for only $44. That was a class that I did that was for about 6 hours. And this is where I really get into the shadow, what I call the wounded child, identify the shadow traits, be able to see the shadow in others. Then we do soul retrieval techniques. And soul retrieval is an indigenous tribe, but a lot of the natives have worked with this technique. And their theory is that any time that we experienced any kind of trauma, a part of our soul, our essence, an aspect of us breaks off and goes into a place for safekeeping until we are empowered enough to go and retrieve it. And when we retrieve it, we don't retrieve the pain. We get the lesson. We take what they call the medicine is the lesson, and then we release the cellular post-traumatic stress behind. And so, and the more we are scattered, the more trauma that we've had, the more energetically you're scattered. And so this is all about pulling ourselves energetically together. So there's all information in that, and that is the multidimensional class. It's available for you. You also can listen to the free teleclass, Multidimensional Readings and Balancing, and that is, again, free. I talk about the packet of information, how I read, how they're different from psychic information, and how you can have access to your multidimensional self. So, again, all that number, the PIN number, and all that, the telephone number is on the website. We also are offering a new service, and they're called the Tune-Up Readings. And the Tune-Up are readings are when you have a question, like a direct question, and you need some guidance on. Sometimes we just can't see a clear thing with what's going on with us, and we just need, again, a different point of view, an energetic view of what's going on. And when I read you holistically, meaning I read what's going on with you, and let's say you're asking about a job or a relationship. So what I do is look at your energy first. I look at the job or relationship or the move. I look at that besides you, then I combine the energy, because then a new pattern emerges. When I do, let's say, a couple, I'll read the individual, and then I'll read another, the couple, the person by themselves, and then when I combine the energy, the whole energy changes into a different pattern, because we're constantly in flux, and we affect each other differently. Just think of when you're around somebody that's very open, and you love them, and you feel really good, and they're really happy, your heart chakra, to me, would look very, very open. Then think about somebody that's kind of cold, distant, prickly, your heart chakra would close off in a protective posture. So we're constantly talking to each other, even though we're not physically talking to each other. So those are the tune-up readings, and you could call the office for those at 860-887-1201. We're also doing the remote readings, and those are very popular too, and we offer 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and 30 minutes. And with the remote readings, you could ask questions if you want, or I will just read your energy patterns, and I'll read what's going on. And when I'm doing that, I'm giving you a picture of what you put out to the universe. This is what you're saying to the universe of what you're ordering up in life. And so if we have blocks that we don't know about, and then we're wondering why we're not getting jobs or money or health or relationships, the answer is within your energy field. And it's with the remote readings, it's not only just a reading so you get a snapshot of what's going on, it's also a balancing. When we're able to identify the blocks, then we release them. And it can be as simple as that when we believe it is, because, again, remember, we are eternal, immortal pieces of God's source creator. And so those are the remote readings. And we also, of course, I offer the regular readings, and either in phone or in person. I do 15 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, hour, up to hour and a half. Sometimes I've done 2 hours. And, again, this is where we have a dialogue, either in person or on the phone. And we're offering a New Year special with the remote readings of $25 off the 20 and 30-minute classes. I mean, sessions. So there's 20 and 30-minute sessions. You got $25 off. Say you heard it on the KKNW special. And my assistant, Wendy, will help you with all of those needs. And so that's what's going on. And so to know what's going on, what's coming up, all the different radio shows that I do, because I frequently do News for the Soul. I'm a guest on News for the Soul. And if you're not familiar with her work, Nicole Whitney from News for the Soul has a wonderful library of guests that give out a lot of information. She has people from Stuart Wilde to Wayne Dyer to many, many, many top names. Louise Hay, she interviews some really cutting-edge Greg Braden people. So if you're not familiar with her work, and she has it free, so you can listen to all these past recorded things for free. And so, again, I'm a guest on the News for the Soul, so if you call up in that show, I do the free readings too, as far as I'm a call up and I get a reading. And also, I do World Puja, too, and that's on every first and third Wednesday of the month. In that show, I do a lot of teachings, and I also take questions, but the questions are emailed to me. So those are other things that I'm doing besides the readings and the classes. But if you want to know all the information, sign up for the free newsletter, then you can know what's going on this end, on my end. And then if you want to join and feel like you want to join in any way, you can. You're available. And so that's what's, again, going on. And I know that we're just finishing up the holiday season or getting ready for the holiday season. And then it's that craziness the week before, the week after, and a real settling in time. And a lot of people are feeling the energy pushed. It's that it's the last-minute shopping. It's the being able to stay calm, as a lot of people's energy feels very frantic. And so we want to remember to take this time and just even start with the breath, meaning just when you're in a car, if you're going out shopping or if you're going to family gatherings and all that, just remember to breathe. That's one simple technique we're going to talk about. So many people get tight and they don't breathe. And so just taking a breath, just remember the importance of breath. And our first reaction is to contract our energy. When we're contracting our energy, we're doing short breath. When we're doing short breath, we're literally not taking enough oxygen. And we cut off our energy supply too, as far as not totally, but because we are energy, we can never totally cut it off, but it contracts the energy. So then we start, when we're in that contracted state, then it leaves us vulnerable for just really feeling all the other energy that around us. It leaves us wide open to start picking up on the chaotic energy. So you could shift your perception, you could shift your energy field by simply taking the breath and just really not projecting your energy as far as what's going on, especially with holidays. A lot of people go in, meet the families, and they start thinking about past things or family patterns or all that stuff. This is an opportunity to go there with full eyes open, full heart open, meaning that if you have issues before, go there with the attitude of forgiveness, that this is the year you're dropping your story, your his or her story, or his story. You're taking the wisdom out of it, leaving the pain. We're going to first break. Be right back right after this short break.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery. Offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. And today we're talking about giving you information as far as wrapping up the year 2010, and what were we supposed to learn? What was the theme for 2010? What can we expect for 2011? How is it going to affect us physically, mentally, emotionally, money-wise, job-wise, career-wise, our own personal lives, the collective shifts that are going to be happening as far as on the earth right now? And we're going to take it bit by bit. So this segment, I want to talk about 2010. So as we, again, are wrapping up this year, a lot of times my guides, and I think I've said this on the show before, start coming in September of the previous year. So this year I got the information as far as what to expect, or the themes is what I call it, for the year 2011. So I start downloading information. I start getting previews of what we can expect. And things can shift because we're in constant flux. But there's an underlining theme that happens the whole year. And I've been getting these theme things for probably 10 years now, where it's been very, very much clarified for me. And so I like to tell people. And so the year last year was the theme of be in this world and not of it. And when I first started hearing it, I saw Jesus actually coming in with my guides, and he was being very clear, and he kept on saying it over and over again, be in this world and not of it, be in this world and not of it. And when he kept on repeating it, I don't know, 15 or 20 times, I remember saying, jokingly, but I said, I think I got it. And so I got the message. But as this year unfolded, 2010, I understood why he said it 20 or 30 times, because I'm every single month that went by, I just saw a different level of it. Being in this world and not of it, we can understand a concept, meaning that we're not of this chaos, we're not of separation, we're not of duality and of pain, and our his or her stories, our histories, our karmic patterns, our generational patterns, and even the collective unconsciousness is part of our experience that we could be having. But if we look at it as what I call, I do a simple analogy as far as elevators, and I even might be changing that, because I don't want to have the elevator say that we're like higher, because the more and more I'm looking at the energy patterns, it's all about higher can lead to subconscious patterns of the ego can have an opportunity to say, this is about elating ourselves, and this is not about elating ourselves in some way as far as in an ego way. This is about accepting who we are as far as the angel having the human experience, but it's in a more humbling way. It's in a way where we could accept it as you're the angel having an experience, I am, everyone else is the neighbor, and that also includes the guy that's on the ground that's that could be drinking in the morning. And so when we really understand that, the more we raise our vibration, it is a higher raising of frequency, because we're all energy. So the faster we're oscillating, the more we have flow in our life. It's as easy as that. So when we're in this world and not of it, we can hold our energy, consolidate our energy. And let's say you go into a situation that's very emotionally charged. Your boss is on a rampage and he's threatening to fire everybody. And so being in this world and not of it is that you could be in and around the situation, and then you have all your coworkers. Let's say there's 20 coworkers around, and everyone's going to have their own story of how they're perceiving this information. And so when you hold that consolidated energy and you're not of the chaos and not of the separation, so you don't tap into the drama and trauma, and it's not about denial, it's not about not looking at what's going on, actually you're more fully present. And that's another key. It's to be present. A lot of times, and I know I experience this with myself in metaphysics, my own personal journey, and I see this with a lot of people's energy fields when I'm reading it, we can get kind of like out of our body, or we can get where we're not fully present, where the celestial realms and the higher frequency energies just feel so light, so our energy kind of wants to travel there. But this is all about being present, to be fully present in our body. And a lot of people aren't. I see them going up and out of their body all the time when they're experiencing stress. Even when I was talking earlier about when we contract our energy, think of part of our energy is going then getting scattered, and it's not getting connected to that flow energy. So this is all about being able to hold a firm foundation, to be really grounded. And then when things happen to us, when our boss is screaming that he's going to fire us and that kind of deal, or that somebody's going through a real, let's say, emotional divorce, or somebody's really feeling lonely and wondering about money and all of that kind of deal, you can be compassionate, you can hold an open heart, but you're not getting sucked in where it's like the misery likes company table. And that's the real process. A lot of times when we're making major shifts, we're changing a lot of things about ourselves. And then you could start noticing when you become the observer, when you're in this world and not of it, you could start noticing that people around you, all of a sudden you can notice that they're very, very negative. I know with my own family, when I was reading 20 years ago, Louise Hay book, You Can Heal Your Life, and there she was said, no gossiping, no talking. And then I was, because it creates a negative energy. And I was looking at my family patterns, and I never thought of us as gossipers, but I come from a very large family, and we do talk about what's up with another person. And even though we wouldn't say mean or bad stuff, but we would say, oh, isn't that too bad? Let's say somebody didn't have a relationship, and they were talking about it, and they say they want to get married, but then they said they didn't think they were going to get married, we'd all kind of go the, oh, poor Susie kind of thing. And what we're doing right there, we're putting out an energy that's not the highest vibration for the person and even for ourselves. It affirms separation and lack in that Susie is not whole because she doesn't have a relationship. And so we want to really affirm our wholeness, our holiness, that we come complete, that we lack nothing, meaning if we don't have a relationship, if we don't have tons of money, if we are working on something, that it doesn't define us. Our outside circumstances do not define who we are. We are the angel having the experience. We are the eternal, immortal, piece of God, source, creator. And the more we feel that, it allows us to hold that posture of not getting sucked into those stories and those dramas and those traumas. And sometimes they could be really challenging because something could really hook you in, or you could get hooked in before you know it. And those people that are the closest to us really know our buttons. They know our back doors and our buttons to push. And so part of the growing up energetically is knowing somebody's buttons in maturity and not deciding to go down those doorways, you know. And a lot of times in partnership, if we're pissed off at angry at our spouses, we can just go for the juggler. We know that to say those things that drive them nuts or whatever, it's almost like we turn into young kids and we could be taunting and teasing each other. And that's exactly how it looks like energetically. And so when we're in this world and out of it, we don't go down those avenues. We're able to observe. We're able to see what's going on, but we don't get hooked in as easy. It's like, and I literally see people send hooks to each other. They send these cords and they start pulling the person into their, again, emotional story, or they want you to see their point of view of how things should be. And it's a very controlling kind of energy. And it's, if you saw the energy patterns of it, it's you would be really kind of wild. It's really wild what we can do to each other. So as we are in this world and out of it, we don't get those energy cords that are sucking us into. It's behind the veil, to be honest. Think of, we came here to pierce that veil. Many people have heard about the veil. The veil separates us from our guides, our angels. It separates us from feeling and seeing our dead relatives, our animals, and all that kind of stuff. And feeling, again, our essence, our wholeness, our holiness. And so now we're having this opportunity to pierce through the veil. And only we could start piercing through the veil. And how do you pierce through it? It's all about energy. And so the veil is connected to the mental, emotional bodies. We have the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the spiritual body. And those, every single level has a vibration, a frequency, just like the chakras. They have a different frequency. And as soon as when you start going up the chakras, you start getting higher vibrational energy. And not higher as in better, but it's just speeding faster. And so as we, again, are in this world and not of it, we balance our chakras more. We're able to stay, those are Achilles heels, or those spots that we have that can be our points where we could get hooked in. Energetically, the way I look at it is like a symbolic collagen starts appearing over the energy field from the inside out. It looks like this, like almost like aloe energy, or it's like an extra jelly kind of deal. And that when I see that in somebody's energy field, I know that they are standing in their power. In that gelatin kind of substance, it's, think of it as like a liquid love. It looks like liquid crystal. And so when we are opening up our heart more, that liquid crystal comes out and it goes in and it fills in those spots. So it fills in those, our vulnerabilities. It fills in those parts where we could be having stories. It fills in our even karmic patterns. And so when somebody tries to hook us, that slippery part makes it where their hook can't hook in. So then it allows us to, again, not get hooked in, so we could be seeing the big picture, feeling the big picture, because we're not, again, our experiences. We are much more than our daily lives as far as how we identify ourselves as. We are the mother, the lawyer, the teacher, the Indian chief. We are much more than how we describe ourselves. So as we are embracing and seeing ourselves and recognizing ourselves as multidimensional beings, we have so much information within our energy field. We are so much more, again, than how we see ourselves. And so as we look wider, the more we can identify different spots of us, meaning knowing what love is, that we are a love, unconditional love beings. And so the more we feel that, the more you can see and sense that. And to me, it looks like all these tubes and doors open, and all of a sudden this energy starts coming down, and it feeds us, energetically feeds us. And so when we come in and we take the amnesia pill and go behind the veil symbolically, we get stuck in patterns, in generational patterns, and we can't see like the light between the veil. the more and more we stand, again, in that strong posture, the more we're able to pierce through the veil. The more we pierce through the veil, the more we start feeling ourselves when we get hooked in and pulled in into that duality energy. And if you get pulled in and sucked in, you'll start feeling it in your energy. You'll start noticing that you are contracted. You'll start noticing you aren't breathing. You'll start noticing that you're not feeling good, plain and simple. And then as you create more of that posture of being in this world, not of it, all of a sudden you'll start noticing before something happens. So let's say somebody asked me to go to a party and it's or a bridal shower and Friday night, and all of a sudden I'm planning on going all day. All of a sudden when I'm starting to get dressed, I feel a shift and it feels like not good. I don't judge it. I don't have to make it wrong. I'm listening to my energy field. And so for some reason, something's shifting, something's going on. And so I could decide not to go. I give myself the freedom to listen to my intuition. And if it's saying, again, I feel myself contracting, my energy body is already at that shower because this is our multidimensional self. We already are at places. We already energetically check it out. And that's why a lot of times people have deja vu. They've already been energetically to different places. And so that's a whole other hour worth of stories. As far as that's part of our multidimensional tube traveling stuff that I talk about. But anyway, as if we get to give ourselves permission that we don't have to go to those places is, again, being in this world and not of it. So we don't have to make it wrong. We don't have to judge it. We're just saying, solid and dating my energy. I don't feel like going this, and I am resonating with my feelings instead of my mind. And that's part of the journey here. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, you listen to The Carol Connor Show.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make, and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Well, welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor. And today we're talking about wrapping up the year 2010, what's the energy patterns, and what's going on, and how's it going to affect your life in 2011. So the theme, again, for last year was being in this world and not of it. And so that simply means, how empowered do you feel? Are you able to, and you could ask yourself these questions, have you noticed yourself getting sucked in more? Are you tired more? There's a real pattern that was going on since September of this year through November, December, where people, what it looked like energetically when you read the grids, I saw this, like, think of it like a cloudy energy going all over the earth. Or another analogy I saw was the sun, and think of the sun represents our connection to source or our inner light. Right, and then all of a sudden I saw the moon eclipsing it, and so it was an analogy of us feeling, getting into our emotions, us getting into our shadow, into our darkness, and the more it was eclipsing it, the more we feel symbolically disconnected, because we know that we are essence, so we can never be disconnected, but there is an illusion that we're disconnected. So a lot of people were feeling the energy this year of being disconnected, and it really seemed to come down in September and through December. And so what do we do? Do we throw up our hands? No, this is a time for us to take that reflective time. So if there's that energy of feeling disconnected, we can work with it as like transformational energy instead of getting sucked into it. And then you can have really transformational experiences where people are feeling extremes, as far as extreme highs, extreme lows, like a feeling of elation and just connectedness. And the next minute they could feel the separation. Then they feel the high, and then they feel the separation. And so part of that, when you look at the energy patterns, it's like a pendulum swinging back and forth. But remember, every time you're swinging and you get yourself back into alignment, you're creating more energy grids to keep you in alignment, to keep you in that posture of being in the now. And when we're in the now, we're not bending forward and creating kinks that are projecting and creating blocks. And we're not bending backwards where we're holding on to our history. It allows us to have the flexibility to be, again, like the garden hose. Look at your core energy going down, up through your legs, up through your root chakra, out of the top of your head, and down from your crown chakra out into the earth. And so the more we, again, have that good grounding cord, the more we can notice that we're not consolidating our energy, not getting the hooks and the cords that are pulling us down. There's hooks and cords that act like tuning forks. When I see, like, imagine two people doing a high five energy. When I see that, when I'm reading an energy pattern, that means that there's an exchange of energy, that their frequency is similar, so it makes us feel elated. Again, imagine being around somebody that really makes you feel great, that you don't know why, but as soon as you're around them, they just have you, make you feel wonderful, great. If you look to the energy patterns, it's like a 1,000-watt light bulb going in, and you're the 100 watts, and being around them, they amped up your watts 500, and now you're holding more of an energy charge. And the more you keep it, you have an invitation to be that 500 and then be the 1,000. And so we can start recognizing it when we start, again, observing, be in this world and not of it. Observe, think about your last year, and this is not to beat yourself up or to overprocess. It's just saying, all right, in a nutshell, where's I able to hold form? How am I feeling right now? Am I feeling more fearful? Am I getting more in that sense of feeling disconnected? Or am I feeling more empowered? Or am I having a swinging back and forth pendulum days? And it's not a judgment. It's just think of that. That's going to allow you to be more empowered by just recognizing it, because we're never stuck. We don't stay static. So even if you feel very, very disconnected right now and you feel like you're getting into the awful awfuls and you're really tapping into the fear, well, you know what? Being able to express that and being able to verbalize it is your first step in healing yourself. When we bring it up to our awareness, then we can decide, no, I'm not that. I am a piece of God's source creator. I'm the angel having the human experience. I am eternal, immortal, whatever that means to you. And that's an important key. Get into your feelings of what that means to you. What does it mean to be the angel having the human experience? So many people know it as a concept, or they're taught that, or when they start the metaphysical journey, and I know I've done it for myself. I read, and I couldn't get enough because it was like food to me. Somebody was giving me information for what I was seeing, feeling, and sensing my whole life. And so I couldn't get enough. But then there's a time in our evolutionary process when we're here to take those concepts and take them beyond a concept, like a belief, and make it into a knowing. And how that looks energetically is when I'm looking into a person's energy field, and imagine 45-degree right, like you see these tubes that go up, and it could look like a balloon or like a comic strip where you see the words. And part of our journey here is to pull those comics, those balloons in, and pull them in and around into our information. So just think of it that it goes symbolically into the crown. It actually goes into your whole energy field, but we're going to make it easy. So it goes into your crown chakra. So let's say the concept, you are one. We are all one. We are all part of God's source creator. And so again, you've heard, hear that, you know that, it feels right. when I look at a person, I see how far that tube is. If that tube is really far away and I see all these blocks, like window panes that are blocking it, I know the person has more energy at this time in belief in separation, that they're disconnected from source, that they're not worthy to hold source, that they are not holding the belief subconsciously, right? And so that's a process that we go in. So our process here, as we evolve, we start pulling that tube, that string, comes in closer and closer and closer. Then all of a sudden, that concept, you can see it above the head symbolically, and then we start pulling in. It goes through the crown chakra. And then when I see a person standing on the concept, let's say, I am God, I am a God, piece of God, source, creator, and if they're standing on it, then I know that they have taken it beyond concept. Then they start being it, and it goes beyond physical words. You just start being the angel and having the human experience. You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to think about it, for sure, because that gets into the mental patterns. You just be it. So here we have the opportunity to further become our concept, take it in beyond a belief and make it into a knowing, and your whole energy starts vibrating, because every time you take that balloon or that ball or that energy in, that energy has a frequency, that knowing has a pattern, and the more you put it through your body, think of it, it lifts up your volume, it connects you to that energy of source creator, and so you feel a lot more flow in how that works out in your life, as you just notice more synchronistic things, you feel, again, more flow, you feel more of those elated times versus the disconnection times. You get out of fear. So this is what the whole past year theme was about, and is preparing us for this year. And so this September 2010, I started hearing, create heaven on earth now. And Jesus was really emphasizing the now part. And so, and at first when he was saying this, I kind of laughed because I was thinking, gosh, I just saw the energy wave of all this like cloudy stuff go around the earth grids. And I knew that that meant that a lot of people were going to feel more disconnected, more fearful. We're hearing more crazy stuff happening as far as people just doing, in Connecticut, for example, on Thanksgiving, a guy stabbed his mother over dinner and the father had to shoot him. And so it was just like really stuff that seems very much extreme. That in physical reality is part of the energy patterns that are going, that has the part of the, and it's the feeling of extremes, if we could tap into the fear part. But when we think about that extremes, is that it's an example of either more fear and separation, or we can see it as an example that we can work with the transformational energy. So that's a totally different posture. That's when you're starting to pull in those concepts, pull in those beliefs, and they again become a knowing. It's just not flipping the words. It totally looks different. You, again, you, when you know something, you vibrate it, and it's not an ego know, like, I know, and I'm stubborn, and my religion is right. It's not about dogma. It's not about any of that kind of stuff. It is a sense of feeling peace in your heart. It's a sense that goes beyond physical words, because your heart opens up, and there's no physical words to describe this. And so it's a frequency kind of deal. So as we again pull in this concept, it creates that energetic collagen is what I'm talking about, and then you don't get those hooks and you don't get pulled into that duality. Creating heaven on earth now is being able to see, no matter what your circumstances are outside right now in this world, that it doesn't define who you are, and that you can create what heaven means to you now. And so the first thing to do is decide, what does heaven mean to you? Heaven's going to mean different things to everybody else. And so, and you know, it doesn't matter what they think. You're defining what heaven means for you, right? And so heaven could be everything to everybody else. But heaven, think of it as a collective signature frequency. So as we are creating heaven on earth now, meaning that the everywhere we hear, we could hear disaster, financial, jobless, homeless, finances going upside down, all of those kind of deals. It's not, our outside circumstances do not define us. And again, it's not about denying. It just doesn't, we don't get into the lack, scarcity, fear. And so then it allows us to, even though the world can be doing a major transformational energy with financing, we can work with the energy instead of against it. And then you'll find, my gosh, you're not getting pulled into the patterns. Then all of a sudden you'll find, miraculously, you weren't the one that was laid off. You'll find out that all of a sudden money starts coming in, or opportunities for money start coming in, you know, out of the thin blue air. And that's creating heaven on earth now. You have to be energetically open. Your tubes have to be open to receive that frequency in heaven on earth, or miracles, being able to bring them in. It's all about frequency. So if your frequency isn't open or matching that thing that you're trying to create, you can't bring it into the physical reality. So many times I see people's hopes, dreams, because we have them all around our energy field, and they look to me as like balls. And so when somebody starts putting their energy, all of a sudden imagine a tube with a gold energy going down, and the ball starts looking bigger, and it starts spinning and spinning and spinning. And if the ball is has a lot of symmetry to it, it's pulsing, it has a heartbeat, I know the person's about to give birth to that idea, that manifestation, be it a job, a house, a relationship, that has come into fruition. Other times I've seen it where it's been pulsing, pulsing, pulsing. They want it to, they're almost ready to bring it in. It looks like it's coming in, but all of a sudden I see this like block. It looks like a pane of glass. And what that means to me, that consciously or subconsciously, they have more belief and they can't bring it in. So they're literally energetically blocking ourselves. But that doesn't mean we have to throw up our hands and say, forget it, I'm blocking it because I'm not seeing it on my outside experiences. This is when you start working on that pain. And there's no mistake that it looks like a glass pane, as in P-A-N-E, because it causes us emotional, P-A-N-I, and that when we're able to step back and again look at and say, okay, this does not define me if I don't have this yet. All of a sudden, that pain starts melting, or it looks to me like it starts melting, and as it melts, then we're able to get the energy, so we're not blocked, so then we have literally the energy to create the heaven on earth now. And so it's all, again, about frequency. How much symbolic miracle grow do you have in your energetic garden? And we're going to get into that after we get back from our next break. How much energetic miracle grow do you have? Because that's very important. All right, you listen to Kara Connor Show. Be right back.
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show. And I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'm wishing you happy holidays. And so as we're discussing creating heaven on earth, going into how much miracle grow do you have underneath you, and this isn't airy-fairy, like just ideas and concepts. Again, as we talked about it, we're talking about how to create a miraculous life, how to work with the laws of attention. And the theme of this coming up year is creating heaven on earth now for us. And as we discussed, the first thing to do is for you to decide is, what does heaven mean to you? What does that mean to you personally? And again, it could mean something different for you, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. This is all about you. You're going inward, and the more you create the heaven on earth, the more it's going to radiate out, and you're going to give that vibration, that frequency to all those people around you. And so, and they're invited to, it's like you give them energy and you cellularly remind them that they can create heaven on earth too. And it goes beyond words. And a lot of times words could get in the way because people say, my heaven or idea is right, yours is wrong, blah, blah, blah. This is all about, again, unlocking your own energy field. And so that miracle grow, that symbolic miracle grow, whenever I started seeing that symbol when I was doing readings, it's a significant symbol when I see it coming in on a session, because it means to me that the person energetically is having enough healthy universal energy to feed their energy field, that their soil, their grounding is, it looks like miracle grow to me. That means rich in nutrients. That also means the person is physically, mentally, emotionally balanced, because that allows the nutrients to look so rich, right? If a lot of times when I look into people's energy fields and I look at their grounding energy, their symbolic soil for manifestation, it looks like desert sand, or it could look like dirt that's very, very dry. And then I'd be saying to the individual, if I was reading them, that they need to add more nutrients. And that means sometimes literally nutrients in their physical body. It usually means all of it. Physical nutrients, so watching the diet, what are you putting in your physical body, your physical temple, and also energetically, what is your emotional body doing? Are you really getting in touch with feelings, which has much more symmetry? Are you getting into the emotional drama, traumas? Are you too much mental mind, getting out of the mental mind, the coulda, shoulda, wouldas? And as soon as we get those in balance, then our tubes open up. We get more, again, a universal energy, and then we're able to ground it. And that grounding, again, is very important. I've seen when many people, because we are open to infinite possibilities, so if you want a vision of how that looks like, imagine your arms wide open and your head is tilted back, because you're surrendering my will versus thy will. You're saying thy will be done, and you know that you are the angel having the human experience, that you are complete, that you're already complete. You're whole and holy already, but you're wanting to experience and bring something down to the physical 3D level that is, as being a part of Creator, you want to create. And so as we're creating heaven on earth, we're working with our energy of bringing out of the energy world our creations. And again, because we are a piece of Creator, what do you want to create now that gives you joy, gives you happiness? And now, and the more we're energetically surrounded by that energy, it energetically feeds you. It leaves you open. All these tubes look in as your arms are wide open. Imagine all these balls that are sitting there. That's the infinite possibilities. And so when everyone talks about that we are infinite and we have infinite potentials and possibilities, how do you get them out of the possibility and potential state and bring them into fruition? It all goes into how much grounding do you have, how much miracle do you have, do you have an opening? And you can follow this centered energy chakras to see how open you are. Meaning, think of if when you have an idea and a concept, it comes into the crown chakra. Then it goes into the sixth chakra, and that's all about intuitive sight and being able to see. So see, can you see this vision? Can you see it into fruition? Can you get excited about it? Does it have passion? Does it give you fuel? Does it make you, again, feel like you're, is it soul food? And you could tell that you're feeding yourself with universal energy, because there's a real, it feeds you. It's like you get really high. You get really excited. You get very hot, right? And there's, and so you take that in, and then you bring it down to the throat chakra. That's where a lot of people get stuck, because a lot of people think of the throat chakras right in the throat area. And so that's where it goes into being able to speak, being able to speak up, being able to talk. And also there's a part of will. And so this is where people can say, it has to be this way, it has to be that way. And so this is where I say the surrendering of my will versus thy will. Thy will is, that's why I have people, when they do the posture of mastery, that their head is tilted back, because it's a symbol of saying, hey, I'm not connected to my ego. This is not about me as in the little ego. This is about me as essence. And so as essence, I know that I am whole, that I'm complete already and a part of Creator. And so I don't have to push my thing and it has to be this way. I've seen people, or that way, or it has to come in this form. When people have tried to do create relationships before, and I'd look into their front fibers and I'd look at the balls in front of them, and I see them have the energy ball start getting bigger and bigger, I start seeing the person take form. And then the person said, well, they have to be this age, they have to be rich, they have to be healthy, they have to be, you know, have possibility to, you know, just bend over backwards for me. You know, some people are really funny with what they want to put out. And so what it does when you're having the, I just want to back up, it doesn't mean you can't have like desires or preferences, but when you're open to infinite possibility, let's say the example again for the relationship, you're open into looking at their energy form and you recognize the energy signature and the physical form, you're not going to take something in that that doesn't resonate with you, but you don't have to worry about it in the beginning, because when you start limiting yourself, instead of your arms wide open, all of a sudden imagine your neck coming down and closing down and your chin touching your chest, and imagine your arms closing up, and that means that that's not open for infinite possibilities and potentials. Your energy just feel just collapsed down. So you want to be open to, again, infinite possibilities and potentials, and don't let the mind get in the way. A lot of times people are working with abundance and they want to bring in more money, more flow, or more opportunities to bring in abundance. And then they start getting old patterns. Their mind starts saying it's too late. You can't do that. That's possible. And we want to be open, again, to infinite possibility, or they think that it has to come in through the Powerball or the lottery. So many people do the lottery things, that it has to come in through the lottery. And I said to this one woman, because she was so determined that it had to come through the lottery because she wanted to start this business, and she said, I swear to God, when I start my healing business, I'm going to give back. And so she thought that God, Jesus, was going to give her the lottery because she was going to be of service. She's not the only one. I've had hundreds of readings with people like this, right? And I've thought about myself when I was, if I got the lottery, I'd be given. And so then it's what I saw energetically is that we're limiting the way that infinite possibilities for money could come in. And how about if there's a way that could even be more than the lottery, or just that we're limiting? So again, when you think it only has to be the lottery, or it has to be a certain person, or it has to be a certain job, then you're closing your arms and you're not wide open, and then it's then you become with limited potential, and you're not feeding those seeds, and you're not feeding the dirt, right? So that's, the throat has a lot to do with it. As soon as you get through that what you're trying to create beyond the throat, then you enter the heart zone, and that's really important. Now things are picking up. Now you're starting to notice synchronistic things. You're starting to know things, feeling the energy, and so the heart goes, is this a heart's desire? Is this a passion? And so if we say yes, and we just really start feeding it, it's like giving gas to our idea, our potential, what we're trying to create. And so our heart is very important too. It starts pulsing, it starts pumping, and when we're radiating out passion, when we're radiating out that we love this, that the energy signature that what we're trying to create absolutely makes us feel in flow. And this could be, again, anything from creating a business, a multi-million-dollar business, down to making a cup of coffee, getting a relationship, anything like that, creating peace within your family. It's all, the pathways are the same. So here you want to put your heart energy in. And this is when we're really starting to understand what unconditional love is, meaning that we're giving, loving this seed, this idea, unconditionally, meaning that we're not going to, again, judge us if we're not experiencing our physical 3D world. People say, I don't have the money right now, and I want to start my own business, and then they start beating themselves up because they don't have the money. Then they get into self-worth issues, and then their energy starts, their heart starts, like, sinking, and then the heart energy goes back into every single heartache experience they ever experienced in this incarnation or another. So they start losing the charge in the heart. So doubt could come in. And so this is where you want to keep it fresh. Keep it alive, really feel that whole potential in your heart, and that you're giving birth to it. And so then energetically what it looks like is a great big ball in your heart that feeds you, that keeps you open as you don't listen to the mind, you don't listen to the emotions, you don't listen to other people's doubts. There's a shamanist techniques that say that when you're trying to birth something and it's really big to you and it's really personal, it's a real passion, that you shouldn't share it with other people, because if you share it, they could put their energetic, consciously or unconsciously, energy into it. And I've seen this myself, as far as I was saying something to my mother years ago, and I saw her fear come in, and I was talking about going out to California, blah, 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 and she started putting these tubes of fear, and then all of a sudden her cord started going around my neck and my hips, and she was pulling me toward her. She had no idea. She was just sitting there saying, oh, I don't know, but what about this? And she was asking questions, and she was fearful. She was afraid that I was actually thinking of moving away, so that scared her, right? And so when I saw the energy of that, it really kept me in the part of, I understand why the shaman said that with some things, don't share it with people, even though they're the closest. This was my mother, and she'd want the best for me, but her little child was afraid for me. So it wasn't for me. It's all her stuff. So again, you weigh out whether you're going to share it or not. I go for not sharing things because I'm keeping energy, my energy garden, I'm feeding it. Then it goes down to the third chakra, self-esteem, self-worth, and again, it's starting to create more energy. So you could notice more synchronistic things. The universe is talking to us. It's like wherever we go, let's say we're working on, again, a business, and then you start seeing the business name, or you start hearing people start talking about it, or people seem to come out of the woodwork, where all of a sudden you meet somebody that say, hey, I'm a bookkeeper, I could help you. Hey, I'm an art graphic artist, I could help you. And it's just like it's gaining energy. So it's like the excitement. Then it goes down to the second chakra, and that's another opportunity for growth, because a lot of people have money issues, and they are, it comes up for awareness. And so we can have old patterns of money, that money is the root of all evil. So if you're trying to create a multi-million dollar business, and that you have more of a belief that money is the root of all evil, that then you could start doing saboteur energy. So again, the more you could be the observer and say, you know what, there was patterns that money wasn't, and it doesn't have to be the word evil, but it's the energy of that money doesn't make a person a good person, or that you've had many, many vows of poverty and celibacy in past lives, and so that money is kind of sticky, or money has agenda, that kind of deal. And so look at your issues with money, because you really want to see if there's any kind of subconscious patterns that are blocking. And if there is, it doesn't mean you throw up your hands and say, forget it. You say, okay, that's a belief system that I don't believe in anymore, and I'm disconnecting from it. So imagine a tube coming back to you and coming into your root chakra and your crown chakra, and you're taking the energy back. You're saying, I'm not connected to that belief system anymore. And so you're taking your energy back. You're feeding your energy. I encourage people to see their second chakra as a birthing center. Put energy into it. See it as a beautiful, beautiful cave. A lot of times I'll see it as where the energy is flowing. It looks abundant in there, and it's very, very warm, and it's taking my idea, my seed, my thing that I am now. It's like our energetic babies and giving birth to it. And so you really wanted to do that. And then it goes into the root chakra, and this is all about rooting down, and that's where the Miracle-Gro goes in. And so you want to have, what makes the Miracle-Gro is the passion that you're doing the whole time, is the excitement that you're doing the whole time. So you root the idea in the Miracle-Gro, and then it gives birth, and then you see further confirmation, and then you see things just fall in your lap, and by then you're experiencing more of that flow. So that's creating heaven on earth. I heard my key. Happy holidays. Carrie O'Connor Show. May you align with the divine.